Track 8, Linden Parlor. Walk across the hallway, away from the double parlors, toward the front of the house and into a study called the Linden Parlor, which is called this because many Linden family pieces original to this house are in this room. This room interprets the years approximately 1850 to 1890, late 19th century, whereas the double parlors, as you will remember, interpret the 1850s. This room's colors are darker than in the double parlors, and the cornice and picture molding represent 1880s style and are much simpler than the elaborate 1850s Rococo cornice of the double parlors. The restored stenciling above the molding is an exact copy of the original stenciling from the dining room, and both are later Victorian fashion. The furniture is eclectic, less matching, a mixture of styles rather than a set or suite. It was felt that mixing of styles reflected a homeowner's more sophisticated taste and gave evidence of travel. The wedding dress was worn by Dr. Linden's daughter, Mazelle, in 1897 for her wedding to Thomas Alexander Burke. The dress case came from a turn-of-the-century, 1900s, ladies' dress shop. Wedding photographs of both Mazelle Linden in 1897 and her daughter, Chick Hodgson, in 1933 are on display beside the dress. Chick updated the neckline of the wedding dress to the style of her day. The Lindens were wealthy, wealthy people. Mazelle studied opera in New York and in Atlanta, and the Linden family traveled in their railroad car to New York for the opera season every year and stayed for weeks. However, Dr. Linden did not consider it proper for his daughter to sing for remuneration, but he did permit her to perform for guests on their front lawn in Athens with the New York Opera Company accompanying her. The bookcase and mantel are 1880 Eastlake style. The mantel is not marble, but faux-grained slate, an excellent example of this genre. The Lindens' wealth allowed them to travel extensively. When wall-to-wall carpets were no longer fashionable, wooden floors being the style instead, the Lindens, while traveling abroad, selected rugs like the room's handmade Persian Bukhara rug, circa 1880, to show off their home's beautiful heart-pine floors. The real vegetable dyes are beautiful for a rug more than a century old. The vase in the corner behind the settee is a wedding gift to Dr. and Mrs. Linden, purchased in 1872. It is majolica. The highlight of this room is the impressive Oak Regina music box on its original stand, which amplifies the music. It was made by the Regina Company of Rahway, New Jersey. The silver-gray zinc discs are tune sheets, are original, while the copper-plated steel ones are reproductions. The Regina is circa 1895, the Regina Company having been founded in 1894. Listen to the recorded Regina's music as you walk back into the central hallway.